We're now joined by the head coach of the girls' basketball program at Gilman City High School in Keeley, Waddle. When we talked with Coach last week, the Lady Hawks, they were in the middle of a five-game winning streak playing Mercer. That usually isn't good for winning streaks. It wasn't for Gilman City on Tuesday. They're competitive, lost 51-35, but bounced right back, had a road trip to Winston, won it 62-41 on Friday night. Coach Waddle, congrats on that win at Winston.
Thank you.
I was mentioning, you know, I think everybody knows how tough it is to beat Mercer, whether or not you're on their floor or whatever floor you play them on. To me, 51-35, that's as competitive as anybody's been against Mercer, I'd say, for several tries in the conference. Did you feel like that the girls played pretty well against Mercer, just couldn't quite get over that hump?
We did play pretty well. We had a really rough first quarter. They beat us 9-17. Other than that, I mean, my girls played great. We did run a different defense and really tried. They ran man-to-man on us, so we had to try out some of our new offenses. I really think that is a team that we're going to see quite a few more times throughout the year. We play them one more time at their place, and then I imagine we could probably see them in the HGC tournament and even in districts tournament. There's some things we need to work on, but other than that first quarter, we played a great game, and I really think that we could probably give them a run for their money if we play a better all-over ball game.
At the end of the day, Coach, how important is it for your kids when they see Mercer on the other side, and they know what Mercer basketball and Coach Owen's program has been all about, you know, they can follow things and are well aware of that, just to know they can be competitive with that team and they can play with that team and they don't need to be intimidated by them? How important was that for your group moving forward?
That was very important. Coach Owens, he runs a great program over there, and he really works hard with his girls. But for these girls to see the stats, and we went back and watched game film and just how they felt on the floor that night, looking at the further times that we're going to see them, I think they have a better head game on it.
So we know that Mercer this year, very strong backcourt. They got three girls that can really fill up the rim. They can bring it to the rim. They can also hit threes. They don't have a ton of size inside, and they're not the deepest team out there as far as just, Mercer's lack of size and their depth. Are those areas that you feel like that you can get some things done against Mercer?
Yes, I do, and we kind of struggle a little bit running our man-to-man offense, and that's something we've decided that we're going to work harder on and be more successful at. And if we can do that, I really think that it could be a really competitive ball game.
Yeah, because as I look at the final score, Coach, holding Mercer to 51, you kind of feel like at the end of the day, if you hold them to 50, that's going to give you a shot, but you got to find a way to get them more than 35 points, right?
Yes, and as I said, we were outscored by quite a bit the first quarter, but we were only down by 10 the second quarter and down by 8 the third quarter, and then we had to do a little bit of fouling, which really widened the gap at the end for us. But, I mean, that's going to be a competitive game further down the season.
No question. And like you said, not the last time you're going to see Mercer. Gilman City Tournament is this week. We'll take a look at that in a little bit. That victory over Winston. Winston's one of those teams that, are they going to win the conference? It doesn't look like it, but they look like they're pretty solid. To go there and win by 20-plus, Coach, on Friday night, that's a good bounce back from Mercer.
Yes, it was, and it really helped the girls see that, I mean, one loss is not going to shut us down.
And it also lets them see, too, that, if Mercer is the top dog, and until somebody knocks them off, Mercer's the top dog in the HDC. So as far as conference play goes, if you can play competitive with Mercer, you can play with, and if you're playing well, beat anybody.
Yes, that's the way we're looking at it.
Who scored the ball well for you, Coach? Was it balanced against Winston, or did somebody really step forward to have a big night?
Yeah, I had four girls. I mean, Ava, she put up 22, Maddie put up 14, and Presley and Lena both put up 9 points. So, I mean, we scored the ball well that night.
Where can your team get better? You got about a month between now and districts. Where are you looking to continue improvement?
Our man-to-man offense, that's what we're really focusing on right now.
Is it an X's and O's thing with the offense, or is it getting that ball moving quicker and just getting to those plays and just being able to do them where you're kind of pushing the pace?
We would like to push the pace a little bit better, and man-to-man kind of slows us down, and we work better under a faster pace. I'm sure everybody knows that by now.
Yeah. 7 o'clock tonight, Gilman City, a 3 seed. Tri-County is a 6 seed. It's at your gym. You got a lot of things going for you, Coach, but you'd be the first one to tell your girls, don't overlook this Tri-County team. It's a rival, and they'd like nothing better to go over to Gilman City and beat you.
Yes, they would. And, I mean, we've already seen them twice, so we kind of know how each other work by now. So we have to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, when you know somebody and they know you, Coach, does it just come down to you're going to run your stuff, you don't put a lot of thought into it, and you say, we just got to run our stuff better than they do, and things will take care of themselves?
Yes, exactly.
Here's a look at the bracket at Gilman City. Gilman City Tri-County tonight at 7. Winner plays Thursday at 4:30. You got to figure Princeton might be there. Princeton's the 2 seed in this tournament. The loser between Gilman City and Tri-County plays Wednesday at 4:30. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the tournament this week.
All right. Thank you.